SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up, the ASX nears a record, the material sector surges, and China injects some stimulus. All of that next. It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Monday, the 20th of May, 2024. The Australian share market started the week off positively, with the ASX 200 up 0.6% to 7,864, just 33 points away from a record high. With the details, I spoke with David Burton-Jones, the Joint Chief Investment Officer at Aquitas Investment Partners. So, David, the market's edging closer to record territory. What's behind it? And are things now starting to look a little stretched as a result?
Well, the short version is that commodity prices have been strong on the back of China's efforts to stabilise the property sector. That's driving commodity stocks on the one hand. And on the financials, we've just had the Australian bank reporting season. That's ANZ, NAB, Westpac, CBA, all of the regionals, and they've been updating the market and showering investors with a mix of special dividends and buybacks, and the market really liked that, it's fair to say. That dividend bonanza probably glosses over the fact that loan growth was quite weak and profits declined. The market in aggregate does look a little overstretched to us. It has run very hard. We would say that pullbacks are normal and healthy, and it would be reasonable to expect one, especially if the Australian unemployment rate continues to creep higher as it has been doing and as we think it will continue to do so.
You mentioned China there. So as you said, late last week, the nation pledged around $70 billion into property sector relief. Today, rates were left on hold. So combine all of that to the China story. How's it looking in your view?
Well, nominal interest rates in China are low, but equally they're flirting with deflation. So that means that the real interest rate is actually quite a bit higher. And that's why the Chinese foreign exchange rate has been quite high. That $70 billion, it's really just a drop in the ocean compared to the overall size of the property sector and of the loans that are underwater in that sector. But the market does like the effort. It likes the attempt to do something about the excess supply that it sees in residential apartments. And so the share market, the Chinese share market, has risen. But it's also fair to say that the region was very cheap before the fact. And for that reason, we've been quite active buyers of emerging market equities and Chinese equities over the last 6 months.
Let's keep talking about interest rates. What's the general market vibe about the direction of global rates, in particular the US and then local rates now?
Well, the US has toggled between the vibe of higher for longer on the one hand, given the strong GDP growth data, and the vibe, the more complicated vibe, I guess, of since inflation is returning to target, there's no need for such restrictive policy, there's no need for such tight policy. And so rates are caught between the tug of war of those two competing or contrasting narratives. Now, we're quite sure that the future direction for rates in both regions, the US, Australia, the world at large, is down, given the steady progress that's been made on defeating inflation and given the rising unemployment data. In Australia, we could also add to that the weak retail sales data as a driver of that story. But so far, the market it's a little bit less convinced than we are.
You mentioned BHP doing well today, commodity prices up. If we have a look at materials across the board, we're seeing nickel up 7% overnight. Copper is at a record. Gold is at a record. Iron ore, uranium all climbing. Is there something in common here, or do each of those materials have something individual as to why they're doing so well?
Definitely both. So each one does have its own idiosyncratic support story at the moment. Nickel is up on production concerns given riots in New Caledonia. Iron ore is up on that aforementioned China property stimulus story. Uranium has been performing quite well for a while on this story of we need nuclear to support wind and solar, given their intermittency issues, a classic problem with renewables that people think that uranium and nuclear can solve. For the base metals, there's the banning of Russian metals from global metal exchanges. Gold is benefiting from this seemingly insatiable Chinese household demand as a means of really storage for wealth, given the falling house prices. It is quite a mix of things alongside that common denominator of the more rosy global backdrop for economic growth.
Any corporate-related news you're keeping an eye on today?
It's a small one in an otherwise fairly quiet news day. There was a downgrade from Michael Hill, which you'd be familiar with as the jewellery company. So that's one we're following. Michael Hill Jeweller noted that the weak consumer is weighing quite heavily on sales. And we think overall it's just another part of the consumer jigsaw puzzle to remind us that there's whole swathes of the economy that are doing it quite tough at the moment, given the higher inflation, cost of living backdrop, given that higher interest rate environment. And it's part of the support we think for rate cuts at the back end of the year, which we think are required.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Absolutely, in fixed income. So we've talked about this a little bit over the past few conversations. This is the realm of government bonds, cash, investment grade credit, all have some of the highest yields that we've seen in going back 22 to 25 years, a full quarter of a century. That looks particularly compelling. Within equities, emerging market equities, we talked about that earlier, but also global small cap equities. Those are two pockets of the market that are strong beneficiaries of interest rates and inflation returning to target. So we quite like both. And then commercial real estate is something that we've been adding to. We think the outlook for rental income growth is quite attractive. It's firmly above that of CPI, so gains in real terms. The REIT, Real Estate Investment Trust, balance sheets are in very good nick, probably some of the strongest balance sheets that we've seen in our careers. Occupancy is high, and there's just not a lot of supply coming to market. So we've been net buyers of all those things over the past 4 or 5 months.
David Burthon-Jones there from Aquitas Investment Partners.
This SBS On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.